President Biden just left Kyiv, Ukraine, following a surprise visit. Biden walked in the Capitol with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky and held a joint press conference. It was an expression of solidarity as the country enters its second year at war with Russia.
This is the largest land war in Europe in three quarters of a century. And you're succeeding against all and every expectation except your own.
Now, as Biden expressed this solidarity and pledged more aid to Ukraine, the war drags on. And in the U.S., sentiment appears to be shifting. Polls show a growing number of Americans feel the U.S. is spending too much money on Ukraine. It's a country that has a history of struggling with corruption, and that's leading to calls for more scrutiny. Here to talk about this is White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Hi, Franco.
Hey, Leila.
So, Franco, what are the goals of this Biden trip now in the week that marks the Russia war in Ukraine going into a second year?
Well, the president said that he wanted to leave no doubt about U.S. support for Ukraine. But as you know, the fact is there are some growing doubts. So part of this trip, and it's a big trip, is about making a case to Americans back home that it's not just about Ukraine, that it's also important to the United States that Russia be stopped. Mm-hmm. But you know, some Americans, particularly Republicans, think the U.S. is spending too much money. For example, Congressman Thomas Massey, he sees this as a target in budget talks.
What wouldn't I cut? I mean, but I would start with the money to Ukraine.
You know, Massey is a more extreme example. He's always opposed the aid, but we've also seen Speaker Kevin McCarthy say there can't be a blank check for the war.
And that sounds so different than a year ago when people expressed such solidarity almost unanimously. Are Ukrainians worried that at some point they get no check? I mean, you've been to Ukraine twice since the invasion started. Are they worried about the aid drying up and what that could mean for their fight?
They're very afraid. I mean, I repeatedly heard from regular citizens as well as military officials that the money and weapons were critical. So many of my interviews ended with thank you for the help, thank you for the weapons, thank you for the HIMARS, which are, of course, those rocket launchers that have proven so critical to shifting the direction of the war. And it's something in the field that our colleagues have heard as well.
What was that? Those are...
Look,
there's a second one. Yeah. That was NPR producer Katerina Malfieva and correspondent Frank Langfitt watching a rocket launched by a HIMARS. A Ukrainian soldier nicknamed Fox walks over and explains how important the HIMARS have been.
It's working. It's destroyed completely Russian weapons and...
The HIMARS are part of more than $110 billion in aid that Congress has approved just in the last year. But that speed has raised some concerns.
Because when you spend that much money that fast, there's bound to be problems. There's bound to be leakage.
That's John Sopko, the Special Inspector General, who's reported on failure after failure with aid for Afghanistan. What he's learned is that a country can only absorb so much before things start to go missing.
Think of it like this. You take a sponge, you put it on your kitchen counter, and you fill it with water. Drip, drip, drip. It holds the water, holds the water. And then all of a sudden, it reaches a certain point, and then all the water starts spreading out from that sponge.
U.S. officials say they're aware of this risk, and they're doing the oversight that's needed. Jessica Lewis is an assistant secretary at the State Department. She says so far there's been no evidence of wide-scale problems. And they're taking steps to prevent Russia or someone else from getting their hands on U.S. weapons.
We should all be concerned about the possibility of, you know, a weapon ending up in the wrong hands outside of Ukraine, right? Like, that is why we have to put all of these things in place.
She says U.S. inspectors are spending time in Ukraine, and defense staff has been increased at the embassy in Kyiv. And there's a lot of oversight happening behind the scenes. Dozens of reviews are underway. One concern is that U.S. troops are not allowed in the country and can't fully monitor the weapons. Lewis says they're adapting the system so they know what's going in and what's going out.
That is our responsibility to our own national security. It's our responsibility to our warfighters, and it's our responsibility to the American public to make sure when we transfer a weapon, we are doing so responsibly.
But John Sopko says oversight efforts are not coordinated enough, and he worries that the U.S. government is failing to learn its lesson by waiting too long to set up a dedicated team solely focused on oversight in Ukraine. That's something that happened in Afghanistan.
When we came in there to do an audit, I felt like the TV detective Columbo. You know, you showed up and all you had was if you were lucky, was a chalk outline of the body.
One of the things that SOPCO is concerned about is the economic aid. It's overseen by the World Bank. The U.S. is giving about $50 billion to help prop up the Kyiv government, money that is helping pay the salaries of officials, police officers, and teachers. And he says that comes with risks.
Now, that was one of the biggest concerns we had in Afghanistan, because the salaries we were paying weren't going to the right people or weren't going to people at all. So we had ghost civil servants, ghost people in the military, ghost teachers, whatever.
Talking about corruption in Ukraine is kind of taboo these days. Those who raise concerns have been accused of spreading Russian propaganda. But just months before the war started, Biden himself was complaining about corruption, saying that's why Ukraine wasn't getting closer to joining the NATO alliance.
The fact is they still have to clean up corruption. The fact is they have to meet other criteria to get into the action plan. And so it's, you know, schools out on that question.
The administration has avoided public criticism of Ukraine since Russia invaded, but it has quietly continued to press for change. And U.S. officials say President Volodymyr Zelensky is taking on the problem.
Good health to you, fellow Ukrainians.
Zelensky talked about the issue a few weeks ago when several top officials were fired for corruption.
I want people to understand we will never return to how things were before, to the lifestyles that bureaucrats have gotten used to the old way of chasing power.
The Biden administration says that it's not aware of U.S. aid being involved in the scandal.
Okay, Franco, does this mean this is going to become a big partisan domestic political fight now?
Well, that's a concern. I've had conversations with House aides on the Republican side. They say leaders want regular updates on oversight. And look, it's in Biden's interest to work with these Republicans. A big scandal could blow up public support and become an election issue in 2024.
NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Thank you, Franco.
Thanks, Layla.